We all know what's guiding this, which is the race between the U.S. and China. If we don't build it, we're just going to lose to the country that will. But this is a mistake because it's actually about who's better at governing the technology. Like, for example, we beat China to social media. Did that make us stronger or did that make us weaker? We beat them to a toxic business model that produced a more addicted, sexualized, psychologically disordered society. We can apply technology in strong and constructive ways, and that's the race that we're actually in. But there's sort of two risks that we have to manage. The risk of not building AI, and then China has it and they use it to have capabilities against us, or the risk of building AI and losing to an uncontrollable AI we don't know how to control. And these are not the only two options. We just have to weave this narrow path to actually make it through, and we have to realize it's not about having a bigger gun that you just shoot at your own foot. It's about having a technology you're wielding in ways that strengthen education, kids, families, society, information environment.
Well, that's not what we're doing.
Well, so I think that the examples both on the woke AI of, you know, Google saying this is the founding fathers and it's a picture of African American versions of founding fathers, and the Mecca Hitler example, both illustrate that even the people building this don't understand how to control it. Because neither Google doesn't want to show the founding fathers as black, and Elon doesn't actually want, you know, it to be saying anti-Semitic stuff. What we have is this sort of, what you said before, we have this most seductive technology in history. It's so helpful. I use it every day, to be clear. I love using AI as a tool. And what's so confusing about this is it is so helpful, while hiding behind it is the Jungian subconscious of the worst of humanity that's been trained on.